I'm Chris Hine with the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW, and I have to admit, it's been a while since I paid much attention to Leo Kottke, the veteran folk, blues, and roots guitarist with a self-described voice that sounds like geese things I can't say on the air on a muggy day. So my impression of him was still largely shaped by early 70s releases like Mudlark and 6 and 12 string guitar. So it was a more than pleasant surprise to spend some time with some of his later recordings and discovered he'd expanded his range of styles, even adding some Caribbean touches in a couple of recent records with Fish bassist Mike Gordon, while retaining a distinctive warmth and a down-to-earth quality that is his own. Kottke slowed down on both releases and live dates in recent years, so consider it a rare opportunity to catch him Sunday at Century 2. One of the more interesting recent developments in the live music scene here in Wichita has been a series of pre-fest concerts presented by the Wichita Jazz Festival. The next date features rising world and jazz vocalist Somi, born to African parents and growing up in East Africa in the United States. This rich voice singer draws on influences from both places, fashioning a modern blend of African rhythms, delicate pop, and contemporary jazz for a sound that might best be described as a more sophisticated, complex, yet accessible Sade. This is certainly one of the more unusual and fascinating concerts to come to town. It's Tuesday at Doc Howard's in Old Town. One other jazz date for the coming week is trumpeter Wayne Bergeron. He may not be a household name, but there's a good chance you've heard him. He's appeared as a sideman on scores of records in every conceivable style and on something like 300 TV and film soundtracks. But his first love is big band jazz, something he did for many years working with Maynard Ferguson. He plays with the Friends University Jazz Ensembles Monday in Sebitz Auditorium. A few other shows of note this week include the Flatlanders, the acclaimed Texas alt-country supergroup of Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Butch Hancock, Kansas blues faves Moreland and Arbuckle, Americana band The Green Cards, and the famed Tropicalia and Psychedelia Brazilian band Os Mutantes. Details on those shows and more, and some videos and interviews with some of the artists mentioned here, are on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.